Hello?
Hello. My name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and would like to get or ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if I had reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Yeah, I'm in a place where I can talk safely.
Thank you so much. And which, let me see, give me a sec, loading here. And are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Am I what with my home address?
Registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. In which county are you registered to vote?
Indiana.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, radio station, political party, political blog, or a candidate for political office? No?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1994.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I graduated college. The bachelor's.
So much. Bachelor's, okay. All right, thank you. And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not?
Very likely.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as Vice President?
Honestly, I don't really have an opinion. I don't know if she's done or not done.
Okay. Thank you. And now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally for each one. Please tell me first whether you have heard of that person, and then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one is Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know. Was the question if I have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him?
Yeah, correct.
I'd say like slightly favorable.
Okay, favorable. Strongly favorable?
Slightly.
Somewhat? Okay.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
About Kamala Harris?
As I said before, neutral to probably somewhat unfavorable. Haven't really seen much of her. The little I have, I'd say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. About Joe Biden?
Sorry for the guy. I don't know. Somewhat neutral to somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. About Gabe Vasquez?
I know who he is. I don't know much about what he's done.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about last one, Yvette Harrell?
Once again, know the name, don't know much about what she's done.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues, areas, we said is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress, if you have to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be protecting democracy, taxes, the environment and climate change, abortion, national security and foreign affairs, education, the economy and jobs, crime and drugs, healthcare, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, Social Security and Medicare, government spending and the debt, illegal immigration and border security?
Probably there was education and crime. Those would be the two.
Education and crime, okay. Thank you so much. Now, thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10 meaning that you are extremely motivated or extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
Mm-hmm. And this is separate from how much I'm going to vote, right? This is like how much will I be watching the news about it and everything?
Correct.
Okay. Very lukewarm. I'd say a 5.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking some more about this year's November elections, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Robert Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Donald Trump.
And was it definitely Trump or probably Trump?
Today it'd be definitely Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Yvette Harrell, Republican, and Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
I just want to say unsure. I guess I would lean Yvette Harrell, but I honestly would be unsure at this point. But if you had to choose one, I guess I'd go with Yvette.
Okay. Lean Harrell. Thank you. Next, I would like to read some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him. If it makes no difference to your vote, just let me know. First statement says, Gabe Vasquez voted against the current bill of rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the statement? There was a lot of noise that passed by. I apologize.
Sure. Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows mm-hmm. them to know what their children are being taught in school.
If he didn't allow parents to have more control of the children, I'd say less likely to vote for him.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Thank you. Next one, Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference in your vote?
Much less.
Thank you. Next one, Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. Would that make you more likely or less likely to support for him, or makes no difference?
Is it for minors?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Much less.
Thank you. Next one says, Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down. Let's just get rid of it immediately. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Much less likely. Shut down oil.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, Gabe Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Much less likely.
Much less. Okay, thank you so much. Next one says, even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border, and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Slightly less, definitely.
Slightly, so would that be somewhat less?
Somewhat less, yes.
Thank you. We're almost on here. Thank you again for your time and patience. We're halfway to this part. We're almost over with this one.
Perfect.
Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Much less.
Thank you. Next one says, Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and supports sanctuary cities which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. Next one, Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with record high prices and the worst border crisis in American history. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And next one says, earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference.
Less likely. Much less.
Thank you so much. Next one, while New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has reportedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payment to illegal immigrants. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
No, it just doesn't make no difference.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few more, and we're done here with this one. Says, well, crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country. Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling and voted against funding for 22,000 border patrol agents to help secure the border. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. And next one, as crossing of our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is revenge in New Mexico. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Much less.
Thank you so much. And last one says, Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard more information, if the election for U.S. Mm-hmm. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Yvette Terrell, Republican, or Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
Well, depends. Are you going to run through the same questions on Yvette? but based off those statements, Yvette.
Yvette, okay. Definitely Yvette? Or probably?
Probably.
Probably. Okay. Thank you so much. In having heard more, what concerns or hesitations do you have about reelecting Gabe Vasquez?
It just sounds like he's kind of on the standard Democrat path, which is kind of pushing too heavily for green energy and is light on crime and wants the state to control education. I don't like any of those. So those would be the three things. Mm-hmm. Based on what, yeah, he said.
Okay, thank you so much. And mm-hmm. just a few more questions about yourself for ethical mm-hmm. purposes, and we're done, despite how you might feel today. Are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or something else?
I'm registered to vote. I don't know if I'm affiliated with any party. I want to stay Republican.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Not so strong.
Thank you. In general speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
On most issues, conservative.
Conservative. Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
I'd say somewhat.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, may I know what is your race? Is it mm-hmm. white Caucasian, African American, American Indian?
White Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you. Are you currently single and never married, unmarried, and living with a partner, married, separated, widow, or divorced?
Married.
Thank you. Now, just for statistical purposes, and despite how you might feel today, please tell me for whom did you vote in the election for president in November 2020?
November 2020, Trump.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Awesome. You're welcome. Thank you, and God bless.
Have a good day. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.